享受工作，乐生活，随时随地自在安排，高效工作不打折。 HP Dragonfly 一公斤轻巧机体，搭配超长效电池，3:2萤幕比例，视野更高，看更多，支援触控功能，好看又好滑，顶尖安全的工作好伙伴。 HP Dragonfly 顶级商务笔电，采用 Windows 11专业版，在任何地方展现卓越的工作表现。
Hello， 同情家族，欢迎收听 Look Back Sunday。在这个节目 ，John 老师会汇整过去不同国家与主题的热门跟读文章，让你可以在15分钟内吸收最精华的世界时事趣闻。Let's get right to it。Collins Dictionary picks NFT as Word of the Year.Collins Dictionary has chosen the term NFT as its word of the year after surging interest in the digital tokens that can sell for millions of dollars brought it into the mainstream. NFT is short for non-fungible token. Collins defines it as a unique digital certificate registered in a blockchain that is used to record ownership of an asset,such as an artwork or a collectible. Most people didn't know what an NFT was until this year, when sales boomed, sparked in large part by artist Beeple's March auction of a digital collage NFT for nearly $70 million, approximately $2 billion NT. Experts at Collins said,They chose NFT because of its meteoric rise in use, up 11,000% this year. NFTs seem to be everywhere, from the art sections to the financial pages and in galleries and auction houses and across social media platforms, said Alex Beecroft, managing director of Collins Learning.But whether NFT will have a lasting influence is yet to be determined, he added. Next article. Art museums are struggling to weed out the vandals from the visitors. For Hans-Peter Wipplinger, the director of Vienna's Leopold Museum, the past few weeks have been challenging, as climate protesters across Europe stepped up their attacks against art.Wipplinger took measures to protect his storied collection, which includes famous paintings by Gustav Klimt and Egon Schiele. Bags were banned, coats too. The museum hired extra guards to patrol its 5 floors. It didn't work. Last week, members of a group called Last Generation walked into the museum and threw black liquid at one of Klimt's major works, Death and Life.A protester had sneaked the liquid into the museum in a hot water bottle strapped to his chest, Wipplinger said. The Klimt, protected by glass, was unharmed, but Wipplinger said his security team could only have stopped the attack by subjecting visitors to invasive body searches, like at the airport. He didn't want to even consider that prospect, he added. With the attacks showing no sign of abating,Museum directors across Europe are settling into a nervous new equilibrium, fearful for the works in their care, but unwilling to compromise on making visitors feel welcome. So far, nothing has been permanently damaged, but many fear that an accident or an escalation in the protesters' tactics could result in a masterpiece being destroyed. The actions, which began in Britain in June,are already increasing in frequency and daring. At first, protesters glued themselves to the frames of famous paintings, but since footage of activists splattered Vincent van Gogh's sunflowers with tomato soup spread rapidly on social media in October, masterpieces have been doused in pea soup, mashed potatoes, and flour. Those works were all protected by glass,and the protesters' projectiles never touched an artist's brushstroke. Yet last month, protesters in Paris poured orange paint directly onto a silver Charles Ray sculpture outside the Bourse de Commerce contemporary art space. A Bourse de Commerce spokesperson said the sculpture was cleaned within a few hours. In a statement last month signed by the leaders of more than 90 of the world's largest art institutions, museums administrators said they were deeply shaken by the protesters' risky endangerment of artworks. Yet, few museums appear to have taken bold steps to protect their collections. Norway's National Museum and the Barberini Museum in Potsdam, Germany, have banned visitors from taking bags or jackets into their exhibition halls. Others have made no changes. Next article. Piet Mondrian artwork displayed upside down for 75 years. An artwork by the abstract Dutch painter Piet Mondrian has been hanging upside down in various galleries for 75 years, an art historian has said. Despite the recent discovery, the work, entitled New York City 1, will continue to be displayed the wrong way up to avoid it being damaged. It has hung at the art collection of the German state of North Rhine-Westphalia in Düsseldorf since 1980. Curator Susan Meyer-Busser noticed the long-standing error when researching the museum's new show on the artist earlier this year, but warned it could disintegrate if it was hung the right side up now. Next article. Manga artist falls for fake Mark Ruffalo, loses $500,000. The latest work from veteran manga artist Chikae Ide follows her common theme of romance and relationships, but Poison Love is quite different than her previous pieces. First of all, it is based on a true story about a love-struck woman in an international romance who gets swindled out of 75 million yen, that is $523,200. And secondly, the protagonists are Ide herself and a man she believed was Mark Ruffalo, the Hollywood actor who plays the Bruce Banner Hulk character in the Avengers films. Ide, 74, says she hopes her latest work, a confession of sorts, will help others avoid being scammed in online international romances.
Good job, and thanks for tuning in. 想要收听更多过去的跟读单元以及节目，欢迎到我们官网 www.15mins.today。有兴趣 John 老师以及其他资深英语老师对谈的节目，记得周末也要回来收听我们同情学英语。Catch you in the next one.